Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Hey, man, it is a Thursday edition of Dukes and Bell with our man Abe, because Carl's on vacay. He will be back. Carl has not been traded to the morning shift, as Mike Johnson tweeted earlier in the week. Carl's just enjoying a, we believe, European sojourn. We'll find out when he gets back. This Saturday, guys, from noon to 2, join Ali Mack, Ed Boyle's Kia over in Marietta as we get ready for Sunday's big game. One lucky fan's going to win the ultimate tailgate kit, 50-inch 4K TV. Hey, what's up, brother? 4K TV with rolling stand, other prizes, plus another winner takes home tickets to an upcoming home game Saturday, noon to 2, Ed Boyle's Kia in Marietta. Go see Ali Mack from the morning shift with 92.9 The Game. Just talking to a couple of listeners. These guys are great hanging out here. We got Miller Lights flowing like water. Shout out at the bar. One of those guys from Georgia Tech who knows what it likes and knows how it feels to beat UGA. My boy Knapp played offensive line with Brent Key. And, of course, getting the love from Georgia fans up here in Custance. But my man does a great job with the APD and just a good friend. I've known him going back to the old days of Lulu's day-day, drinking those fish bowls in Buckhead, back when Buckhead was Buckhead. Oh, man, it was such a good time. Abe, now, you grew up, where'd you grow up, and did you get a chance to sample the goods of Buckhead and its
No, product? Not really. The closest I could get to Buckhead in those days was the ESPN zone, because I was underage.
Oh, and that wasn't even Buckhead.
No, I know. Yeah, I know. But I was underage, right. But yeah, I grew up here in Atlanta.
No, Knapp, back in the day, Lulu's, Bar Atlanta, what was it, Metropolitan Pizza, where all the strippers used to hang out on Wednesday nights, the Lodge, you name it, Dixie Tavern. There were so many great spots. The original Buckhead Saloon. Yeah, I mean, I know it's like nostalgia. It's the old photos. Of course, back then, nobody had camera phones.
Yeah.
So maybe that's a good thing back in the day. Oh, Day-Day, you got it up? Which one are you, baby? I don't know. We'll find out which mic you're on.
Oh.
Let's try that one.
Is that me? There
you
go.
What's up, baby?
But, you know, and to your point, Mike, back then, at that time, people, celebrities, whatever you want to call them, like, they hung out regularly because there was no, you know, like you said, cell phones and cameras. So you'd go somewhere and, you know, Usher's hanging out in there. Lil John's hanging out. Like, you would just see, you know, athletes. They're just hanging out because it wasn't all this snap, can I get a video, all that stuff going on.
No, so we talked about it. The old days, the Gold Club. I mean, the Gold Club was a legendary. You'd start your night at the Gold Club, or you'd end your night at the Gold Club, and you'd see the Big Show. You know, Kevin Nash will be there. You'll see members of the Braves. You talked about it. WWE, country music stars, hip-hop. It was all going down. It was just a different time. What else? Oh, I forgot Makos. Makos was next to Lulu's with the swing.
Yes.
I remember one time we were out, me and Johnny Plops and the guys, and there was a bunch of British cops, bobbies, that were over here for an international law enforcement convention at the World Congress Center. And, of course, where do you think we took him? I had a pickup truck deal from Jim Ellis. I had a Mazda with, like, flames on the side.
Nice.
I said, everybody pile in the back. Took him to the Gold Club.
It was right down the street.
International
too.
Relations, man. Hey, it's Dukes and Bell. We're live at Gustin's here in Ackworth, right off 41. Great crowd, good time, fun time. Join the party, pal. This hour of the program and this segment brought to you by Priority Men's Medical Center. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Falcons down to five, now up to, I should say, to 5.5-point dogs. Started at 4.5. It's on Prime Video on Amazon. Don't forget to sync up your radio. Listen to Arch and Wes with the call. The big storyline today, Abe, I had your chance to work with you in a couple days.
Yeah.
I mean, the memes of Uncle Rico or the time that Pete Carroll was throwing the football or any time a grandfather's throwing a football in the backyard, it says Philip Rivers practicing with the Colts.
Y'all joke about it. Just be lucky he's not facing us one of these weeks. I'd be nervous. The amount of players who have been player of the week against the Atlanta Falcons this season.
And by the way, how little faith do they have in Anthony Richardson, who should have stayed in college?
Well, he's,
I know he hit his orbital bone. You guys know the story on this? Anthony Richardson was the rookie out of Florida who they benched in favor of Daniel Jones.
That's right.
He was using one of those elastic bands like Body by Jake.
Yeah.
Just sling it around your doorknob and get some. And he basically gets hit in the face with the band and pops his orbital bone.
What happened was whatever the band was attached to, the bar snapped.
Jeez.
And it was the bar that came and hit him. I assume it was like a hard plastic sort of thing. But, yeah, he got popped in the eye, and he's never recovered.
Yeah, but you,
Riley Leonard's got a knee thing.
Yeah, but an orbital bone, it heals. I mean, you've got a helmet on. They can put a visor on you. They never want to see this guy, it sounds like, ever on the field again for the Colts.
It's a mess. You knew it was a mess. It was always a mess. The only thing that was surprising was that Daniel Jones was as good as he was. He was supposed to be a mess, too.
They
right?
thought they were getting that Jaden Daniels type or Mike Vick, that super athletic guy.
I'll tell you who knew they weren't. Every Florida Gator fan.
Yes, and that's
every Florida Gator fan was like, this guy needs at least one more year.
He needed to transfer to I think, who was it? Jalen Milrow should have done the same thing for Alabama. Mm. Milrow dated. Remember we talked about this? He should have transferred to a better passing offense.
We just saw him. He's Seattle,
yes,
right?
And get a better shot to get your game rounded up. Anthony Richardson, look, I don't begrudge, just like the NBA. If I was 18, I could go in the draft. But in the case of him, you weren't ready, and now you've blown it because all you're going to bank was that bonus you get from being a first-round pick, but you're probably never going to be doing anything other than wearing a baseball hat on the practice
squad.
And
aside from the development, he's got the Jackson Dart syndrome where he just keeps taking hits. He took hits in college and got hurt. He took hits in the NFL and got hurt. And it was never really – because he was good his first game. He
right.
was very good, but physically he just couldn't hold up.
Hey, speaking of injuries, up in Pittsburgh, there's a pretty big one. And that is, and I just had it, Day-Day puts good notes for me together, getting it ready, is TJ? TJ Watt apparently is banged up. And so what's the nature of it, Day-Day? Jump back on, man.
Well, this one's interesting because it sounds like he wasn't hurt, while dealing with the team. It sounds like he was hurt in the training room.
Yeah, and they said it's a throat. Sounds like it's some type of
what
throat
the hell's going
issue?
On? These guys are pro athletes.
It's a lung.
Lung issue.
Yeah.
But he's comfortable.
Do you remember, Mike, and I don't know if it's the same thing, so I just be aware I'm not saying it's the exact same issue. Do you remember when the Chargers injured Tyrod Taylor trying to give him an injection?
Yes, he got a shot for busted ribs.
Yeah, that's right.
They gave him a pain-killing shot before the game.
And they ended up breaking his rib,
and
right?
They went into his lung.
That's
and he had
right.
collapsed
yeah.
his lung. With
he punctured his lung,
and
right.
we used to, Carl and I joked around, like, who's this friggin' doctor?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Where'd they get this guy from? Is he disbarred in Tijuana?
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's the same thing there, but it sounds like something similar because the way I read it was that he got injured while – in the training room. So that's tough.
Hey, we get a flex game this week. We were just talking about, we're surprised that the Falcons and the Rams didn't get dumped on Monday Night Football, but it's staying on Monday Night Football. So it's going to be, I guess, what?
Well, week 16.
Week 16.
Yeah.
It's a better game. The Bengals-Dolphins, and the Bengals aren't going anywhere. Dolphins right. have turned it around. Still going to make the playoffs before we start crowning Coach Bra as the genius with the turnaround. Although they've done better since they fired the general manager. Go figure that one. But the obviously the Ravens and the Patriots is a much better game. So the NFL flexes Patriots-Ravens to week 16. But I'll tell you what, again, Abe, your thoughts.
Is that a better game?
Jalen Hurts, no, it's a better. Jalen Hurts looked terrible, and we've seen it with Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson, the last few outings, has just gotten – he's reverted back to that stuff, which eventually got them to bring Todd Monken, and I thought they'd fixed it. He makes terrible decisions with the football.
Yeah, ultimately.
And I'm a Lamar Jackson fan, but it's amazing how you can be MVP 2 years and sometimes day-to-day look as bad as Lamar Jackson does in regular season and playoffs.
Ultimately, what it boils down to for both of them, by the way, and I think not exactly the same quarterback, but neither of them are just great passers. They're not elite passers. And it feels like the Eagles are trying to, whether it's because of limitations physically or whatever, both Jalen and Lamar Jackson have been turned into passers, and they need to be runners.
Well, if we're honest, Eagles never really relied on Jalen.
Well, the Eagles' issue is their O-line.
Right, yeah.
Right.
The Eagles, I don't think, have a Jalen Hurts issue. I think they have an offensive line issue.
Right.
The Ravens, I think, have a Lamar Jackson issue, and I think that's a physical aspect where he's just not able to do what they need him to do, mostly running the ball. This guy used to run for 115 a game. Right. They're not getting that anymore.
Hey, a couple of guys hit me up on the text line. They go, man, Cam Newton's got to be crying somewhere that Philip Rivers got a shot.
Oh, he is.
And he's 5 years older.
He is.
Now, again, I can't watch that show.
I didn't even
show.
Think about that.
When the stuff on ESPN is on at the gym, there's a couple of dudes I train with. And I'll give a shout, by the way, I want to give a shout out to Reginald, listener.
But I'm mad.
But I was at the gym yesterday, and he goes, you know Cam Newton's going to be crying like a – starts with a B. And I go, yes, he probably will be.
That's – because. Egregious.
So Cam with his crazy hats. Somebody put it on social media the other day, and I thought it was the most brilliant tweet. And they're talking about Cam in his outfit with the hat, and he said, Cam Newton, he looks like an evil chocolate factory owner who's looking to put Willy Wonka out of business.
He's a bum.
Just needs a different overcoat. He'd be right there.
Right.
Yeah, but I saw the clips
Cam,
of him crying.
It's egregious. The forgotten Cam left to die.
So he was already complaining then.
I saw him complaining today.
He felt disrespected. The Colts signed a 44-year-old grandfather before they even called him at age 39.
Philip Rivers played better in 2020 than Cam Newton did at the end of his career.
Cam, the numbers don't lie. I mean, the accuracy wasn't there. He could still scramble for a touchdown in the red zone. And look, Cam was an MVP. And he's got to get over it.
But
just turn the page, guy. Get on with your life. And the thing is, the racial thing always tinges into it because it's generally a white young quarterback he's crapping on. I've never heard him call out an African-American quarterback on that show. And people see that day-to-day and they go, come on, Cam. You know, it's kind of transparent. So, come on. You know what? Did you call the Colts? Because it's one thing. Did you call Indianapolis? Were you putting it out there on the street? You were willing day-to-day, right? To come back, you can't complain if you weren't willing to make the rounds. I don't know.
By the way, Philip Rivers was signed to the practice squad. There is a headache associated with Cam Newton that you can't just put on the practice squad.
Right. Because immediately it goes sideways.
Yeah.
That's why, look, would I have rolled the dice? Would I have taken Cam Newton over Ritter? Yes, in a heartbeat. I said it at the time. But the Falcons didn't want that smoke because they're too conservative. They don't want that heat. Yeah. Cam coming back to Atlanta, I would have rolled. It could have been no worse than Mariota and Ritter at the end.
What do you think the conversation is if Cam Newton's on the practice squad, Riley Leonard starts and plays poor?
Right.
What's the media discussion then versus what happens if Philip Rivers is on the practice
squad? And I get it. Sometimes there are agendas. I'll still for the life of me not figure out what they were doing with Shedeur Sanders in Cleveland. I'll buy that. We'll come back, guys, live at Gustin's. We've got everybody here. We've got toddlers.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
walking around. We've got regulars that apparently live here, that apparently actually have, they sublet their spots at the bar, I found out today. It's brought to you by Miller Lite. We'll be here until 4, early edition, guys, because we've got to get to the Wade Ford tailgate and then the Falcons pregame show. We come back. Soap opera in Michigan. Shame. Shame, Wolverines. Shame.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.